This is Today, a daily look at life in light of the Bible.
This is Today for Tuesday, April 22, 2008. Jesus, anointed by the Spirit. The scripture is Isaiah 11, verse 2. The Spirit of the Lord will rest on him, the Spirit of wisdom and of understanding. The gospel in Isaiah is clearly focused on Christ. Three times in Isaiah, Jesus is described as the one fully anointed by God's Spirit. In Isaiah 42, verse 1, the Lord's servant is anointed to become the ultimate justice bearer. Here is my servant, whom I uphold, my chosen one in whom I delight. I will put my Spirit on him, and he will bring justice to the nations. In Isaiah 61, verse 1, Christ's anointing is for the sake of bearing good news. The Spirit of the Sovereign Lord is on me, because the Lord has anointed me to preach good news to the poor. In our reading for today, the Spirit rests on the branch, Jesus, so that he becomes the ultimate wisdom bearer. Unlike us, the incarnate Son of God never stumbled into deceptions or embraced this world's lies. With a clear eye, he stayed focused on the divine purpose of his life. Of course, it's easy to declare that Jesus saw things perfectly because he was Emmanuel, God with us. But note a special emphasis in this passage. The Spirit inspires the fear of the Lord. This fear is not cowering terror, but a sense of deep awe, even love for the Father. The fear of the Lord kept Emmanuel clear-eyed regarding truth. When the Spirit inspires that same fear of the Lord in us, we can focus on the truth too. Would you pray with me? Anointed Christ, thank you for your grace. May we reflect your love as we seek justice and truth, and may we bring good news to the people around us today. Amen.
This is Today, a daily look at life in light of the Bible. Visit us online at thisistoday.net.